Hello, welcome to The Big Show. Yes, we're here to discuss all of the big news that's going on in tech, all the things that have happened, all the shiz, all the stuff, all the shebang. There we go. Joining me, a packed panel tonight. We've had a really good day for shows, actually. We had four on the Mac Show. We got five on The Big Show. It's cool. Just the way it should be. Starting us off, Camps, top left. How you doing, brother?
Good. Yeah, really good. Thank you.
I saw your running pictures. You're looking a bit skinny, dude.
I've not lost any more weight. Definitely turning up. So whilst I've lost a lot of weight, I still had a bit of a belly.
Mate, you're making Mo Farah look like he's been at the pies.
I wish. I can never be that bloody thin.
No.
I've certainly toned up the bellies. The belly's almost gone now. And to be totally honest, I think I probably lost most of it on the hill on that race on the pictures that you'll have seen. It was a relay race in a place in Leeds called Altishevin.
Right.
So, three laps, one lap per person. I had the B lap. It was 2.87 miles. The first 2 miles I ran at about 7 minutes 15 pace. The third, well, the 0.87 at the end, it was 11 minutes 2 to get up the hill. It was about, I think it was just short of 600 feet of climbing in less than a mile. It was one of them. You are walking, you're pushing, you're trying to keep your internals internal just before that picture was shot. So, yeah, I was probably sucking everything back in.
Nice.
For fear of losing it.
So, nice. Yeah.
Doing all right?
Yeah, good. Excellent, mate. Next to him, it's Jeffrey. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. I have an update for you on the fawn.
Go on.
The mom came back late last night.
Before.
And so the family has been reunited.
Oh, superb.
Yeah, so my guess is that the fireworks had the mom deer spooked, and she stayed away until it got quiet and then came back for her baby.
Good to know. Caring motherhood still apparent in Denver. Oh, Boulder.
Yes.
You're on your own, you little bastard. I gotta get out of here.
Absolutely. Good to have you back, mate. Next to him, Atley, still not moved, I take it?
No, still not moved. Still in the process of getting ready to move.
And when's it going to happen? When's the thing?
We're looking at fall. Really, probably in October, moving in October.
Fair enough.
Don't want to move much later than that. Don't want to end up in crappy weather driving across the country.
No, absolutely. Next to him, I never thought I'd see you again ever, dude. Streak.
Hello.
Where have you been, man?
On the other side of the planet, and very much of my time has also been spent at work again.
Oh, so have you been over to, is it Korea?
Japan.
Japan. All right. How long were you there for?
A couple of weeks.
Okay. You've been gone for a few months from here.
Yeah, scheduling conflict with my work schedule, unfortunately. Oh. But hey, I'm here now.
Yeah, no, happy to see you, mate. And of course, you're in Sweden?
Correct.
So as everyone else's light slowly disappears, yours is going to be getting brighter and brighter because it's...
Pretty much.
Does it even get dark there?
It does dip down... excuse me. It does dip down over the horizon ever so slightly, but it's not many hours of darkness now.
No. And last but by no means least, showing the difference there, look at that, between the daylights. Oh, it's Greeny Boy.
Hello, chap.
How's life, buddy?
Yeah, it's good. It's good. Yes, the sun is, I saw late evenings, sun is streaming through the window. And I'm just doing my bits and pieces. I am, back in the day, I used to do a ghost walk around Ironbridge.
I'm
starting up again. I'm going to do it tomorrow.
Right. Have you got many punters?
I don't know. It's very much like a turn up. No need to book or anything like that. And it's quite fun. I enjoy it, and I enjoy the history part as well as the supernatural part. So. That's what I've been up to. Anything else I've been up to? Probably that's about it.
So are people paying for you? Are people going to pay you for your knowledge tomorrow?
You sound so surprised.
No, no, no. Because you're saying you said just turn up, so they haven't prepaid. So are they going to pay when they get there?
Yeah, yeah. They'll pay when they're there. It lasts about 2 hours, something like that. And I don't know. I gave it up last time because people stopped turning up. There's only so many people who want to spend 2 hours with my company. And they quickly diminish after a while, but we'll just wait and see.
All right. It'll be good, mate. The Week in Tech, all the big stuff that's gone on. Who's going to start us off with a story in the chat room to start the discussions? Jeff G, with the fastest fingers in...
How did I beat Camps?
The Western... Yeah, no, you were ready for that. You were sitting poised.
My finger was right there on the return key.
You had the command already there, yeah. Command V. Right. Your story's about Alexa.
Yes, it turns out that Amazon has been keeping all of the recordings from all the commands that you give to your A-Lady device indefinitely.
Okay.
And so even if you thought that they were just cycling stuff through and getting rid of it, you were wrong. And apparently they've been sharing some of the recording information with other companies as well, which really sucks.
Is this not all in their EULA though?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, but the thing is, people didn't realize. And now it's coming out as news and people are kind of freaking out. But the other part of this is you can go in to the Alexa app and delete your Alexa stop. Apparently she was listening to me. You can delete all your recordings, and Amazon has added in a new voice command, but you have to enable it where you can tell a lady to delete all your voice recordings.
I do get a bit tired of this because it's like, well, you got this thing and it does this thing for you. And in the agreement that you accept, it says that you are going to get these issues and we're going to keep your information and we're going to use it anonymized. And it does say that, and they do it anonymized. It's not like it's you. And I just think, well, I'm sorry, but...
Isn't part of the issue that makes this a story, Jeff, that the fact that they've denied it in the past?
Actually, that's a good point. Amazon has denied that they've been saving data in the way that they are. Yep. And
yeah, I've got an issue with that.
Yeah, so now there's the whole thing where they're like, oh, well, actually, okay. So we'll put in new features into the app. The other part of what makes this a story for me is that it's surprising, although it shouldn't be, how many people will purchase voice control devices for any platform without ever taking into consideration whether or not they need to be concerned about their privacy. And so when something comes up like this, which, yes, you can go into the EULA and see some of this information, they flip out because they're suddenly concerned about their privacy when they should have been worried about that, or at least cognizant of that, before they even spent $49 on their Echo Dot or their tiny little, what's the Google version of that?
Home or something.
Yeah, home.
Yeah.
For me, a lot of this is around people are just downright ignorant in terms of the privacy until such a point that they hear about it in mainstream media and then they get all shouty about it. But until that point, they just remain ignorant. They don't even try to find out.
I think that it all goes towards the fact that this information gets hidden in these end user agreements that these companies know nobody reads. They know them. They purposely make them god-awful long so people will not read them. And I think that if we were to put into any device that monitors or records your information or shares your information with other things, if we put in a thing that if we had laws that stated during the setup, you have to expressly say, yes, I agree to let you record me at all times, and those recordings could be shared with third parties, and make it obvious and clear to people. Because I get the idea of the buyers should be, but they should be reading it. But how many of us? How many of you guys have actually read every end user agreement you've ever gotten?
Is it almost about time that there's a bit of some sort of review, some sort of something to re-look at end user agreements, terms and conditions, to really in scenarios like this, and probably wider. Just to really spell out, look, these are key things right at the top, front and center, in layman speak. This is what this means. And then below it, here's all the legal wording. But something that's very clear and clean right at the top.
And I mean, you can't say that the people are ignorant, because a lot of people don't think about them. They think about buying an Echo Dot or whatever else. They're sold to them as this cool, fun, easy to use thing. They don't really have, the average consumer doesn't need to think about their computing devices anymore. Computers are not the kind of thing that are only the realm of the people that really study them and work on them and use them all the time and know how to build them and know how to write software and know how to do all these things. These are appliances. It'd be like someone saying, you need to know all of the minutia of what happens in your microwave that might possibly cause you any harm. No, people buy a microwave at a store because they're said, okay, this is relatively safe. It's not going to hurt me. There you go. This is a new age. People are not used to the concept that your information is hurting you now and that your information is valuable. This is all stuff we've taken for granted for years.
People are so stupid that they would switch the button off so that the microphone wouldn't work and then go, every time I talk to her, she ignores me. That's the level of detail that some idiots are at. And the ones that aren't at that detail don't care.
End user agreements know that, and they're counting on
it. Yeah, but the point is that the people that know that what the information is that's going up is probably harmless to them and is not being used for anything other than improving the algorithm and making it better. Are the ones that will just let it happen. They're intelligent enough. The ones that are complaining are the ones that are riled up by crap journalism that says, oh, you should be riled up about this. And then says, yes, Alexa's listening to everything I say. Well, yes, but it doesn't frigging work if you don't, you silly bitch. Or bastard. Yes. It's just not.
but I think that they realistically understand, because some people are worried about this information, scared of this information, and these companies need to offer them the information to make as intelligent a decision as they're capable.
Right? Yeah. Do you call it? And in the case of Amazon, I think they also need to go a step further with the whole A Lady voice recording thing. Because, yes, you can go in and delete all your voice recordings. What you can't do is delete the transcripts that Amazon makes from your voice recordings. You have no control over those. Yeah. So you can delete all the voice data you want, but they still have it. So they need to take it a step farther and let people delete the transcripts as well.
And we don't know at this point, and I would not put it past Amazon or Google or any of these other companies to find out that when we say yes, we delete the recordings, that means that they just delete the master full recordings. They don't delete all the snippets they've pulled out of those recordings that they found useful for one thing or another.
Improving the algorithm. To other companies. Let's just say the words improving the algorithm, because that's what 90% of the data does.
Not anymore. No, it is not. It is not. I wouldn't say that 90% of the information is used for improving the algorithm. Because if it were, the algorithms would be way better. And the other thing is, these companies, their business is selling information. They've realized a while ago that being able to sell things, and you might not be identified by, Bob Smith at X address, but you are now identified by this GUID linked to this GUID account.
Good.
So there are ways good for them to find them. Their way back to you.
And good luck what? To them.
What was that?
And good luck to them.
Yeah, and voice pattern recognition, parsing out what we're saying, it's actually a lot harder than most people realize. So my guess is that if Amazon threw 100% of the voice data into improving the algorithms, we would still have crap voice recognition like we do today. I think we're years away from really good voice recognition.
It's for anything but straight basic English.
Yeah, it is still very, very rudimentary. I mean, so much so that depending on what service you're using and what you're trying to get the voice system to do, there may be people actually listening to what you're doing and then making that happen as opposed to letting an AI system do it. So that's how rudimentary this is.
Somewhere in India, there's this gigantic switchboard like 1920s telephone or 1930s telephone.
So the Mechanical Turk again.
Oh, yeah.
That's funny.
Anza, honestly, who gives a stuff about this story? Without being an excitable journalist wishing to stir the pot.
Well, and that's the other thing that we've got to also deal with, too. We've got the concept of journalism has gotten very, very dirty. Very few journalists are actually journalists anymore. Most of these tech bloggers and
shit stirrers.
People are just, they're just in there to stir as much garbage.
That's not true of all. We must point out there are some very good journalists out there, but there is a significant portion who have got into it for the purposes of stirring the shit.
Yes. Yeah,
and so,
there's
go on, Greeny. I was going to say, just as an attach point, before I forget, with the Amazon Prime Day, or whatever it's called, coming up, the Google, is it Google Data? You know, their Google version of it. Their sort of prices are way down, so it's a good time if you want to sort of enjoy this intrusion into your life, then now would be a good time to pay for it.
That was perfect awesome. Way to put it,
really. Right. Awesome. I go back to my question. No deflections this time. I want a show of hands, yes or no, which would be great on the audio podcast. Anza, right, who is genuinely bothered by this story? No one.
I'm only bothered by the fact that Amazon have absolutely denied this for ages now in several scenarios, and for whatever reason now they've had to say yes, we do. That's the only part that bothers me.
Yeah, but covered it up. That's a good point. So if the Senate committee who are involved go, look, we're not concerned at the fact that you are doing this. We are concerned at the fact that you've told us you're not doing this. So I'm afraid on that basis, we intend to press further and see whether you're still lying when you just say this.
Exactly. And that's the thing, is that it leads us to thinking, if they're not telling us the truth about this after denying it for years.
Yeah, no, I'm not up to getting my tinfoil hat out.
What else are they?
No, I'm not getting my tinfoil hat out yet. Not yet.
No, I wouldn't go that far. But I'm just saying, it makes me distrust the company as a whole.
Yeah. No, I'm still not that far either.
Yeah, fair enough.
Although, I must say, one, it doesn't surprise me, and two, I bet the rest of them are doing it as well.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
100%.
Yeah, and if anyone thinks this is going to have a negative impact on Amazon's revenue,
no.
Just look at Facebook and everything that Facebook gets away with, and people are upset for a couple days, and then they've forgotten about it. It'll be the same thing here.
What was that thing that happened the other year?
Hang on, Atlee. Let someone else have a go. Go on, straight.
Yeah, just as a little comparison there, like, just go on. What happened back, like, some year ago, lots of data leaked, something about some agency in the US and all that stuff. Facebook was heavily involved. Whatever happened with that?
Yeah, no, not enough.
I don't think they're going to be touched by this at all.
Swamp Rat says, I've never had the U of a home, smart home device, but I think the clue's in the title of your name in the chat room, Swamp Rat. It's just...
Oh, yeah, good point.
Just saying. Good story, mate. That's 3/4 of the podcast gone.
You're welcome.
Yeah, cheers, mate. Atlee then snuck in the back door, very much like the story that he's got here. Go on, tell us about Microsoft's issue of warnings to 800 million users, mate.
Actually, Mueller brought this to my attention. I hadn't heard about it, actually been very, very hard to get.
That means you clicked a Mueller link.
There's a thin line between a brave man and a fool.
Yeah, there is.
No, I didn't, actually. I went looking for it on my own. I don't click his links. I don't know what kind of dirtiness you're going to get into. Anyways, this is basically Microsoft has been telling users that the registry has been backed up regularly when you create your restore points, and without warning, one update or two updates ago, they took that feature out so that if you were to try to create a restore point, your restore point wouldn't have all of the stuff in it to fully get you back to where you needed to go. So it's a bit of a cluster F on their part. It saves, 120 megs of space. Like, it's not a huge space user.
But does it say in the EULA? No, sorry, carry on. Just being facetious.
Very, very funny. Anyways, so basically, registry backups show and look like it actually did back up your registry, and it says the operation completes successfully, but actually doesn't back up your registry at all. So this has caused a bit of a hassle, and this is starting in version 1803, so last spring's update. They stopped automatically backing up your registry. So your system isn't as fully restorable as the users think it is right now. And surprisingly, I haven't found anybody other than people remitting this story that has this story anywhere else. And I can't get any word from anybody I know at Microsoft about it. So I don't know what's sort of going on or what's the plan. I think this is a horrible idea. I think they need to restore this as soon as possible, because backing up your registry is key to being able to restore Windows in a lot of cases, or to recovering Windows in a lot of cases.
Bob,
is the key to this then? So if you have a Windows failure and you blue screen, you then have to restore from a restore point. Is the fact that whilst your data and your apps and things like that may well be in the restore, the fact that the most recent version of the registry
won't be there,
it's not going to match up, things may not work?
Yeah.
Right.
You could end up having a restore point, and then your registry backups are supposed to happen on a regular basis, especially after you make big changes to the registry, you add new applications, remove things, different things like that. That's not happening anymore. So now you could end up doing a restore and things not driving completely.
But if you're backing up your data, this isn't a big issue, is it?
Oh, if you're backing up your machine.
Because then you've still not got your restore point. I get that, but you've got your backup of your data, so you just need to reinstall Windows.
Yeah, but for me to reinstall a Windows machine for what I do, it takes me 38 hours.
Okay. Oh,
but compared to restoring from a restore point would take how long?
An hour and a half.
Okay, so that's a significant change. But yeah, I mean, you're not typical either.
No, that's true. I do have three different IDEs for development on it. I have a lot of different settings for different things that I do, but I mean, anybody that's using their Windows machine for work, and let's face it, that's 90% of people. Most people aren't using Windows machines just to sit around and chat on the internet or do other things. People use their phones for that now. The software that you have, if you've got Adobe Suites and all these other different things that people use for their business setup, and you've got all those settings and all those configurations that you run, that's all saved in your registry in most cases.
Bob Beach is saying in the chat room, 38 hours, exclamation mark, question marky thing. And then he's also in, so you're telling me you haven't got a cloned backup, Atlee?
Oh, I do, but one, and other people will tell you that if I fry this machine, and this is something the registry backup won't fix either, but if I fry this machine that I'm on, this Surface that I'm on, and they give me a brand new Surface, I can't put my clone backup on because it'll have a different TPM ID. So the Windows will just tank and just say, no, sorry, this is not the right machine. We can't restore you.
That makes no sense at all.
I know it makes no sense at all, but that's another beef I've got with Windows right now.
Jesus.
Because why make clones at all then?
Exactly. What the hell is it for otherwise?
If you make a clone and let's say that my hard drive died on this machine and I replaced the hard drive or I replaced the RAM or, you know, video card, whatever else broke, but if I have to replace the motherboard and the whole chipset, then no, I can't replace it. I can't restore a backup.
And Bob's just said, but as you said, the registry backup wouldn't work then either.
It doesn't help that situation, but what I'm saying is that doing a clone backup, so right now, my clone backup of this machine would be 194 gigs.
Right.
And how many of those drives am I supposed to, you know, how much space am I supposed to save for backups on that, right? I mean, a lot of the stuff, most users, you've also got to realize that most users are expecting that their machine is pretty stable. Most of their data is already going into the cloud. And most of their stuff, they don't really worry about. They don't realize that Windows has got a thing in it that's called Windows Recovery. Now, Windows Recovery is not going to work the same way if these backups for the registry are not being run properly.
Right.
And the other issue is that there is a thing that is showing the backups as being done properly, that the operations have been completed successfully when the backups are supposed to be done. But when you check the files come up as zeros. They're not being backed up.
Okay.
So they're trying to reduce the footprint. They're reducing it by, you know, 120, 140 megs.
So this is an issue that affects like 800 million users, but how many of them are actually going to be affected by it?
Well, this could potentially affect 800 million users.
No. I know what the potential is, but how many of them are even going to friggin' notice?
I would probably say the number would be probably in the hundreds of thousands to millions.
Couple million.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Couple million at the most, I would say. I mean, Windows doesn't completely work out on you so bad that you have to replace it. This isn't the 90s or the aughts anymore. Windows has gotten a lot more stable and things are a lot easier with it. It's upsetting when you got something that, you know, the system was designed to do and it makes it look like it is doing it and it's not doing it. So
is this something, Atlee, that when they released the version that essentially took this out, was that, I don't want to kind of go down the EULA route, but was this something that was in the update notes that this is removing, or is it essentially, we're not going to say anything, but it's not there anymore?
Yeah, I would imagine if you went and hunted down the release notes for Windows 1803, it would probably say that somewhere. I haven't, but maybe I'll take a look at that and see if I can find that.
Okay. Fair enough. Good story. Who's next? Who has the story to end them all? Camps, fast-fingered Camps, who's not so fast today. Sleepy
three shots finally got
it. It's what it is. It's because he's lost all that weight, mate. It's because he's Mo Farah now.
It's because I'm not using a laptop. I'm currently, I've got Skype running on my work iPhone on a little tripod. I've got split screen working on my iPad with the story and the live stream on it. And then I've got my own phone in front of me with the chat room on it.
So why? Because you still haven't got a Mac.
My Mac broke and because we're still spending so much money on home doing all sorts of bits and bats, I've not got round and or permission to go blow money on
Mac. Oh, permission, there's the important word. Yes.
Yeah.
Totally with you, mate.
Absolutely.
Right, so BBC, TikTok's young fans exploited for digital gifts.
Yeah, so for anybody who doesn't know what TikTok is, I'm amazed because it's been the biggest or most downloaded app on the app stores now, probably in the at least the last year. It's essentially a social media app where really, really popular, probably from the teens up to the very early 20s, video sharing app. I think more recently it's being used since it joined with Musical.ly it's 15-second video clips in the main joined up with music. People just videoing themselves and stuff like that. However, it's got a growing trend, and it really is a massively growing trend now of influencers and essentially the let's call them the new YouTube stars that are absolutely all over TikTok. And the story that's come out this week is, so within the TikTok app, you can essentially send digital gifts to your favorite video makers. And the story that BBC have shared this week is around, they've got some TikTok have got some digital gifts available on their app. So somebody's watching a video, you've got your favorite TikTok star or influencer, and you can send them a digital gift. And the story that's coming out is that you've got gifts that can cost up to £49, which essentially get you nothing. But influencers are apparently doing things like offering to have a chat with some of their fans, if you like, if they buy them a digital gift, or I'll give you my mobile number if you give me a digital gift, and things like that. And people spending hundreds, and there's one case, somebody spent £100, bought the gifts for this influencer who has given them a mobile phone and then never ever answered it, lo and behold. This just screams ridiculous to me on so many different points. Points like, one, that people are stupid enough to spend that sort of money. But two, that TikTok as a platform are allowing things like digital gifts really for nothing. And then that sits behind it, the influencer in my mind basically just robbing people of some money to collect all this cash. I just found this story amazing when I read it this week, that this is, it's allowed, especially after all the scrutiny that TikTok have been under for things like data collection for under 13s and stuff like that over the last few months.
TikTok's already been fined, hasn't it, for
several times
issues under 12 data.
Yeah.
Or for keeping kids under 13's data.
I got to say that the lad that we're talking about is a chap called Sebastian Moy, and he does look like a little shite.
He does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He looks like he needs a good kick and to give some people some money back.
Yeah, there he is. There's a picture of the coiffured.
Yeah. And this guy's got 3.8 million fans.
Wow.
And apparently he's not broken any of the app's rules. So for me, it's just as bad that the app allows this to happen. I get that there's some money generation in there. Further down the story, it says that some of these influencers and stars are taking in the region of 50% of the earnings, essentially, from the app.
Bloody hell.
There's a story further down in that same article, the Nefati brothers, 2.5 million followers in just 6 months on the platform, and they just do stupid things. That's all they do on these 15-second clips.
Is that the two fat guys, yeah?
It's the twins in the dodgy shirts.
Yeah, yeah.
So they do the little dancing and comedy sketching, and they have offered to follow back fans in exchange for a drama queen gift, which costs £49, and promise to write fans' names on their heads if they send multiple gifts.
Wow.
Astounded.
So my takeaway right now is why aren't we using TikTok to generate revenue for the British tech network?
Yeah, I mean, I ignore people all the time.
Yeah. I'll give you a telephone number and ignore it.
Yeah, give you and £49 to not pay attention to you. the money will roll in.
I could totally
do
that. I
think that's money well spent, actually.
We are seeing a new business model emerging in front of our eyes.
There we go.
You know something? I've just realised, since I got married, this is exactly what my wife's been doing to me. She takes money off me and doesn't listen to anything I say.
That's where the business model was born.
That's where they discovered the business model at work.
Since time began. 22 years yesterday.
Oh, congratulations, mate.
Wow. Yeah, congrats.
Wow, that's awesome.
That's awesome.
What do I take from that? I've only got 3 years of house payments left.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So what do you guys think of this one?
I think that it's got to be, I mean, the fact that because I get influencing and I get the idea of the fact that if I wear this, then you're going to want to buy it off me. And that's almost an honourable sales tactic. I got no issue with that. But the get me something that doesn't exist for something I'm not going to do and give me 50 quid for doing it.
Yeah.
You can
When we've talked in the past around, you've had the conversations with Ellis around, you know, spending £5 on a bitmap, and you spoke to him about that, and he gets it, and ultimately you've come through that to the point that it's his money. If he wants, as long as he understands the value of what he's spending, then fair enough. This takes this to a massively new level.
They should change the name of the gifts to, like, you know, lower levels. I'm kind of a dummy to, like, right up at the top, I'm a effing idiot.
Yeah, but it's like, you know, some of the comments I've made to Atlas are like, dude, for the amount you spent, you could have bought a small car with that, a cheap car, a second-hand car. And he's like, yeah, but you're going to avoid that, aren't you? Oh, right, am I? Thanks.
I can't see how this is ethical in any way, the TikTok platform, and they're doing things like this.
Deepan
just said a face you never get tired of slapping.
That's a face I'd never get tired of slapping. Which, and I want to make it perfectly clear that this network does not condone violence to other people, but him, yeah, no worries.
We do laugh the thought of it.
Tom's joined the chat room, so now I've got to do it. So Tom and I had a bet, right, that he said USA are playing England in the World Cup. What's going to happen? And I said, it's coming home. You're going down. So he said, okay, you beat us, I will sing the national anthem. God Save the Queen. And I said, right, okay. And he said, but what if we win? I said, okay, I'll do the same. So I'm going to sing the Star Spangled Banner, is it? Is that it? Is that the right one? I forgot the right song. Is that the American National Anthem?
No, it's the Shark Song. Okay. Baby Shark Song.
Yeah, they changed it last week. Yeah, Star Spangled Banner.
Yeah, oh say can you see. So next week, live on the show, because we lost, I am required to sing the Star Spangled Banner. So tune in for that next week. It'll be well worth missing.
I was going to say, I don't think I'll be at the show next week.
I may forget to press record.
Send $49.99 now.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll sing it twice.
Send him a drama queen gift.
If you don't, I'll sing it three times. I'll sing all verses.
This is how you make money in the future.
Yeah. Hello, Tom. Git. Love you, though.
You're the one that made the bet.
Right, I'm relying on you guys reminding me, because I don't Welsh on a bet. I never Welsh on a bet. I will always honor my bets. So, so please remember to remind me next week if I do forget to do it. I think I might not, but forget, I mean. But.
Oh, I bet there will be several people that remind you.
Yeah.
I won't be one of them.
There was a suggestion, actually, when I lost. There was a suggestion that Greeny accompany me on the ukulele.
Okay, yeah, I'll do that. Yeah.
Yes, so, please.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early ukulele light what so proudly we at the twilight's first fading?
We hail by the Hulu's.
Right, so Greeny, you need to learn the chords, mate.
I can do that. I'm sure it can't be that difficult.
We need to make sure it's in my key as well, because I don't want to go high.
Yeah, it's the same melody as God Save the Queen.
It is.
No, it's not.
The exact same melody. It is.
Yeah, it's not.
Give it different words. Yes, it is.
It's
totally stole the melody. God save
our gracious queen. It's different from, oh, say, can you see? Yeah, I've done it. I've fulfilled a bit.
Oh, you have. You're off the hook now.
Totally. No, I've got to do the verse. I've got to do it. I've got to do to the point that they would do in a Super Bowl.
At the end, we'll all y'all play ball at the end.
Tom,
that's all right, because you can never hear him sing it in Super Bowl anyway.
Tom's saying, please with Greeny. If Greeny does it, you need to send $50 to charity. So,
that sounds good. Yeah.
Yeah. My charity, free at last, needs $50. They're my charity. Who's got the next story? Change the subject.
Talk about nothing. Well, okay, I'll just bomb in this then.
Does anybody have a story that isn't involved with someone screwing someone over, a company's lying to us?
I can't promise that.
Yes. Streaks is rather good. I can't wait. Streaky boy, take us through it, mate.
Yeah, sure. Apparently a new startup, of course, has developed a device to record data, pure information, into DNA. Yes. Mind blown, of course, but there are some negatives to it. But when you think about DNA and data storage, okay, you just write stuff. It's like an infinitely long tape, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently not. This one is supposed to work more like conventional hard drives, SSDs, RAM. It picks out the pieces you need, so you don't have to have this huge like read-in time or anything like that. On the other hand, it is dog slow to record right now. You get the speed of like 4 megabits per second. I mean, compared to what we normally use with even USB 2.0, that's fairly slow.
Yeah, it's way slow.
Mm. On the other hand, this is, again, very early days. They're just getting started.
Just before we get a bit pissy about this, can we just reiterate the fact that there is 16 gigs of Wikipedia on that blob of DNA?
Yeah, that is
that's mind blowing, awesome. Man.
It's insane. Yep.
Let's not. So how do you read it again?
Well, they have some specialized equipment for that too, like a molecular scanner of some kind to like get this stuff off it. Again, the technology is just mind-boggling, but
the thing is, as well, you get that through, you could have like a bank transfer out there and get it totally through customs, because it looks like a piece of snot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the stuff we dreamt of in the like recent past sci-fi, that's coming to life now. You can just inject like a huge amount of data into someone's bloodstream. Ta-da! Transported across the world.
Is alive. Here we come with Johnny Mnemonic.
It That's is. It's hack your own brain time. It accomplished the feat with its first DNA writer, a machine that would fit easily in your house if you got your refrigerator, the oven, and some counter space.
So the usual caveats.
This will not push aside Flash's memory chips anytime soon on your phone, but the company believes it could be useful for customers who need to archive data. Well, until you die, yes.
Mm.
But can you reinsert the DNA back into yourself?
Well, if we look at that aspect, I start becoming a little bit unsure.
I'm becoming a bit unsure on this Star Trek script.
Yeah, pretty much. Darn interesting technology, though. And I mean, DNA is just DNA. It's been around since life forms on this planet, so that's going to be around for a while longer. Unlike, you know, data storage methods that we usually have. Who reads a floppy these days?
So there's a bit here. It says this kind of storage is important, but a catalog has one partner to announce: the Arch Mission Foundation, which is trying to store human knowledge, not just on the Earth but elsewhere in the solar system.
Mm. Yes.
Oh man!
They want to shoot our blob of knowledge into space.
There was some mention of like maybe even using that Tesla that's up in space going around somewhere. I don't know what that was about, but that would be an interesting way to use it.
Apparently, there is data on Elon Musk's Tesla Roadster about the human species, yeah.
Yep, there we go. There it was.
Until it crashes into a planet and breaks the Prime Directive.
Yeah, that's my worry. And then we'll have created a brand new species probably by accident. Living Teslas. Mm.
Yeah, they'll come back and look for the great Elon.
They'll demand support from us when they do show up.
The creator. Probably,
yeah, maybe that we should delete all those recordings we have of them talking or something like that. I don't know.
But the good thing is, fellas, time will be on our side, because if it needs repairing, they'll have to wait 6 months for parts.
Yeah, that's true. I'm fairly sure the warranty's gone on, like, expired by then, so it should be okay.
Elon Musk sounds like an aftershave, doesn't it?
It does. Absolutely. Yeah.
And I haven't borrowed the joke of anybody.
Not the richest and maddest man on the entire planet with the greatest quantity of debt for his corporations, but none for himself.
Well, he smells like so, probably.
He actually ever did.
Yeah.
Made himself rich while building a company that...
He's Howard Hughes, but bad with money.
Yeah.
That's actually the best explanation that Elon Musk have heard for quite some time, I think.
Thank you, man.
So much makes sense now.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, we can now effectively use DNA to record everything as long as it's information. So I don't know, mind blown a bit. And as long as it keeps improving, who knows where this will take us in the future.
Now, cosmic rays. I'm wondering
how this will end up working in conjunction with quantum computing.
Ooh, that's an interesting thought.
Well, because I'm just thinking that the computations done at the level of quantum computing will be able to do them will require massive amounts of storage, and this will give us the ability to create massive amounts of storage in a relatively small space. And I'm just wondering what the heat ratio and some of the other things that they go along with it, because there's nothing here in how much heat it generates or anything else, because we know that solid state generates a fair bit of heat when writing or reading.
DNA is inherently fragile, though, isn't it?
It is.
Because, but there's a line here in the story that's saying, after all, we got DNA from animals that went extinct thousands of years ago. Yes, we have, but they've been incredibly well preserved in specific environments that were conducive to that, because we've lost all of the DNA really effectively from dinosaurs. There isn't a single dinosaur that we can effectively make a DNA copy from.
Yes, there is. I've seen the film.
Yeah, no, that's they filled it in with frog DNA, mate. You weren't watching hard enough.
Yeah, you weren't watching
hard. That's right.
Yes, but there's a point here that you could effectively and realistically keep DNA in a tube for 25 years. Do you honestly think that a thumb drive on your desk drawer will still be as useful in 25 years? And that's a really good point in the article.
Mm. It is.
Well, I think the thumb drive would be. I just don't think that we'd have any devices that would connect to it.
Yeah.
Well, then it wouldn't be useful.
Yeah, you could. Yeah. There'd have to be a way to hack it to your zip drive.
Yeah.
Oh, totally.
Hello, iOmega. Hello, hello.
Why aren't they answering the phone?
I thought that's a really cool story. I'd love to, because the thing is, they've done it for the first time. You'd be interesting to know if your DNA degrades through read-write information. Mm. So if you read it and write again. Well, the A could do that, but if you did, what degrading effect that would have upon it?
Well, entropy affects everything, so at some point there would have to be some degradation.
this is a usual big show. Six complete idiots talking about something they have no comprehension of at an intellectual level, and trying to solve the problems with it
every single week.
That's what we're all about.
With thousands of people going, that's a good point, when they realize that we're complete idiots, all of us.
Speak for yourself.
No, you are.
Maybe the people show up to watch because they feel bad for us.
they're just marveling at care in the community.
We're a zoo exhibit.
We're a social experiment gone wrong.
The good thing is we have never, ever professed to know about, to say that we know what we're talking about.
Hmm.
That's a good point.
No, that's absolutely... If you've tuned into this show thinking we have a clue what we're talking about, you aren't listening. You really aren't.
You really need to read the Eula a lot.
Ah, Eula says.
Perfect.
Yeah, this network is a group of morons discussing things they know nothing about for the purposes of entertainment.
You didn't read the Eula.
That's a perfect setup for a podcast.
Sometimes we actually sit and amaze ourselves that we might have got something right, but there's usually alcohol involved in those shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that's the Christmas quiz.
Oh, God, no, yeah. Christmas quiz is awesome. I'm looking forward to that. We got the bash coming up 27th of July. We've still got a couple of tickets left. We've limited it to 30. There's a few left, not many. But we've got some people coming down. They've already booked their hotels. Dodsy's coming over from Switzerland, which will be fantastic. So you get to meet him and the missus if you've been in the Slack room and you didn't know about it. I hope Ball Scott's going to get himself down. He hasn't mentioned it yet. Graham, I spoke to him today. He's coming down. Crikey trousers. So we've got quite a few people coming down. It's just going to be a house party at my place, limited to 30 people. We're still going to do the card cutting. So if the kids come along and that kind of stuff, they can still enter in it. We need 32 for that, so we might have an extra couple. We're going to have the bash as normal. So Friday night curry, and then Saturday it's going to be at my place with the Barbie and bring your own booze. If you bought a ticket, that's fine. You need to buy a ticket to tell me you're coming, but when you get there, I will give you the money back. So if you buy a ticket and if you turn up, you get a refund, plain and simple as that. So if you'd like to come to the bash 27th of July at my place, when you book, I will send you the address. We're going to start at the Kismet, though, like we normally do, so that'd be dead easy. And there's going to be a Mac show at 4 p.m. here as well, so whoever turns up for that will be down here and drinking early and starting us off. I am not going to be on the diet that weekend, it is fair to say. There will be plenty drunk. Because I got to drive, because normally I have to drive down and back up from the link with a pile of stuff in the car, which I haven't got to do this time, so that'll be awesome. And if you want to lift to the station, bollocks, not actually.
it's only
I mean that in a nice it's way. Only
5 minutes walk though, isn't it? I mean, it's nothing really.
The station. Well, it depends which station. If you're talking about the one that will get you back to London, no, it's about 9 miles, but it's about £10.
No, your local one.
It's not the end of the word. Oh, the Coastal Parkway is about that's a fair old walk. Yeah, it's a bit more than that, but you can get the Water Orton station fairly easy, and you can get a bus into town dead easy. So 40 minutes. So if you come in, then bring the kids and have a good time and drink loads with us and get a taxi. Responsible drinking will be encouraged. this podcast and all the others is... Everyone's done a story, haven't they? No, Greeny hasn't done one. Sorry, man. Sorry. Give us your story, Greeny boy.
That's all right. There are two Sony sort of related ones.
Oh, go on, Kurt.
So the first one, we talked about prices are falling what did we talk about, the one that was falling? Oh, the Echo Dot, whatever it's called. But also, if you've got an interest or sort of you miss the old PlayStation and stuff like that, the Sony's PlayStation now you can get with two controllers, you know, the classic console, and it's got
the original PlayStation. Yeah.
No, not the original one. The mini one.
The PlayStation 4?
It's called the Sony PlayStation Classic Mini Console. It's the little one.
It looks like the old PlayStation from the 90s, but 45% of the size.
Yeah, that's right. The tiny one. It's just, they sort of kicked up, I think, about 80 or 90 quid, but now you can get them down for about... you know, somewhere between £25 and £30. And it comes preloaded with a load of games and stuff. It looks just like the old one. But where's the games? It'll come to me in a minute. PlayStation games. I should have had all this prepared.
It comes with 20 games for $49.99.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, don't do the $49.99.
Oh, okay.
You can get them for about 25 quid now. And that's right. And he comes with a sort of Grand Theft Auto and all sorts of fun stuff. And yeah, so it looks a really. So my little lad, he loves retro sort of 8 and 16 bit and so forth. So for 25 quid, I think that's an absolute bargain. Bit of a, you know, if you grab one now or it's soon, then you can save it for Father Christmas.
Oh, Rainbow Six.
Bring it on. Mm-hmm.
I loved Rainbow Six. I used to play the hell out of that.
It's some great stuff on there, isn't there?
There is. I mean, the thing is as well, though, that you look back and the graphics, you used to think the graphics were awesome and they look shit now.
They do.
But Rainbow Six, I adored Rainbow Six. And the other one is, what was Rainbow Six? Some Rogue Spear, that was it, the one that came out afterwards. That was brilliant.
That was
I played that game to death.
Yeah, it's a great bunch of games for 20, 25 quid. So, yeah, don't buy don't spend over 30, basically. And make sure you get the one with two controllers so both of your kids can play. Or, you know, or you, maybe you could play with, against your kid. I don't know how my little one is 7 and my older one is 10. So I don't know how sort of suitable Grand Theft Auto will be.
No, that you didn't shag prostitutes and kill them afterwards with that one. That was a lot better.
But anyway, that's worth looking into. So that's the first sort of Sony-related story. The second Sony-related story is the Sony Walkman.
Mm-hmm.
I think I know this one.
$25 at Amazon at the moment for the PlayStation, it says, the PlayStation Mini.
There you go, you see?
In the Engadget article. Mm. Yeah. Sorry, mate, go ahead.
Second one is the Walkman that I think it's on Indiegogo or something like that. It's going to be about 50 quid to buy. They've virtually raised it all. You can get your Bluetooth Walkman. It comes with a cassette as well, so you can record some stuff, and you can sort of beam the audio wirelessly to your headphones. Why you want to do that? Well, why not? It's just a laugh, really, isn't it? So there it is, the wireless Walkman, available very shortly.
Have you got a link for that? Because
I've just dropped that into the chat room here, and it's a Kickstarter.
Ah, Kickstarter.
Has it popped up? Because I keep dropping out of the chat room. Has it appeared?
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, it's there.
Yep. Yeah, there it is.
But this ties in perfectly, I think, unless I'm making a mistake. I'm sure I've read a story this week that says that the Sony Walkman, was it 40 this week?
Yes, 40 years.
Yeah, I believe
yeah
that.
40 years old this week. And so this ties in quite nicely with it.
The Sony Walkman came out 10 years after we landed on the moon.
Yes, that's correct.
79.
It is actually late 70s technology.
That's...
Wow, that has blown my mind.
Yeah.
So can you actually put a tape in this?
So this is...
Yeah, you can put a tape in. Yeah, it absolutely works. It's got a 3.5mm headphone jack, and it's got Bluetooth to connect to your Bluetooth headphones.
Good God. Where are you going to get a tape from?
It's
crazy
because it's got no cover. There's no cover on it. You'd
be
just...
amazed. So you get a tape with it. It's got a microphone on it as well. I was looking at this one earlier. So you can record on it, and you can essentially tape to it. But I know full well in my mum and dad's loft there are loads of tapes of mine from when I was younger. Absolutely loads of them when I recorded the charts on a Sunday night, fingers over and over, play and record. You know, I'd love to go back. I don't think I'm going to blow some money on this because I'm sure I've still got my old Walkman somewhere in the loft. But it just made me think when I saw this earlier, I need to have a delve into their loft, find the tapes, find my old Walkman, and have a listen to what I recorded all them years ago.
I just looked on Amazon. You can still buy blank cassette tapes.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
There Holy should crap. Be one factory. I think it's still in the US, and they're actually manufacturing new ones to this day.
Yeah. I'm everything I'm seeing right now is Maxell.
BASF used to be a big one as well, didn't it?
Yeah, they did, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can buy loads of Walkmans on Amazon, 15, 16 quid, but no Bluetooth ones. I say this Kickstarter, from what I'm aware of, is the only Bluetooth one out there.
Yeah.
Cool. You put it in your pocket, you know, and you haven't got the cable sort of dangling and all that sort of thing. So yeah, so that those are my two sort of Sony related picks, both a bit of fun, I thought.
Cool. Absolutely, especially the Walkman stuff there, that was really cool.
Yeah, see, I'm not the idiot. You can keep that to you lot, and you're the idiots. I'm not, because I look at those picks for you. They're brilliant, absolutely lovely.
I said we all were. I wasn't.
Yeah, I know.
I wasn't discriminating, Greeny. I just said everybody was.
No, I'm discluding myself from that list. I am the voice of reason. I am...
on the basis that you had two picks when you were supposed to bring a story and you want me to alleviate the idiot line. Just steady on, mate. Let's just calm down here.
This is a story, I would say. I haven't moved on to my pick yet. So these were two stories, slightly retro, but both fun, I think. Yeah. It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's excellent, mate. Superb. Yeah. Now I can do it. Thank God. This podcast and all the others is supported by TSO Host. They want from you brand recognition. That means they would like you to get out on the net and they would like you to get on the socials and go, thanks at TSO Host for supporting At British Tech. That is it. You do that, we stay on the air. It's that simple. All they want from you, brand recognition. Simple. Please, please, please get yourself on Facebook and Twitter and that kind of stuff and Instagram and say thanks at TSO Host for supporting At British Tech, because they disappear, we lose all of our stuff. We've got every show going back to the start of the Mac show. We've got the first news shows up there. We've got all of the big shows right the way back to the first one that Andy and Atco opened. It is all there to be taken. So please, please, please give them the recognition that they deserve, because they just give us two immense servers that back up all of our stuff and bounce stuff around and give us all the computing power that we need. Please. If you'd like to buy something from them, then you're going to get good results, because they give you an offer code of BTN20, and that will get you 20% off any hosting services. You can buy your domains from them, but you won't get 20 off that. Rob, Jimmy Redneck in the Slack room, he's transferred a few customers over to them. They are over the moon with the new services. It's really, really good. And Ian Lewis had a bit of malicious code popped up on his website, and they alerted him, and then they helped him fix it. And they let his website go back online again. And also he said that he asked them how he could stop it happening again. And they said they sold him an SSL certificate. So they're really, really good people. You should be checking them out. Thanks to those people who already have. And every week, please, those same people, keep hammering home that thanks TSO Host message. Really, really good. Right. Time for the cool thing. Start us off, Mr. Kim.
So I'll just drop that one in. So talking to one of the guys at work, probably 2 or 3 weeks ago now, we got a new car, and there's been a bit of a, I'm sure it's everywhere, but obviously I see it because I live in Leeds, an awful lot of car thefts, particularly Audis at the minute we're seeing around here. A lot of them through the, for keyless cars.
Mm-hmm.
So people have got the keys just inside the house, it looks like from what I can see that car thieves are essentially coming up using some sort of transmitter booster signal around the house, enough to transmit the signal or boost the signal towards the car. Meanwhile, they've got somebody pops the car door open when they come, start the car and drives away. And it's a bit of a growing trend, certainly in Leeds. We're seeing fairly regular reports of this. And we were talking to one of the guys at work, and I said, you can buy key pouches. So I went online and found this one for him, essentially like a little Faraday cage.
Yeah.
In fact, that's what they actually call it. Bobby Keane, close it off. It stops the signal being transmitted, and it works really well. They arrived. I was looking at them yesterday when he brought them in. You get two in a pack for £10, I think it was. And the material's nice. The quality is nice. It works perfectly well. We went out to his car, walked right up to the side of the car with the key inside. Nope. No, it didn't work at all. Took the key up and it upstate the key out, and it worked straight away. So if you've got keyless entry into the car and you're concerned about things like that, £10 for two of them worked really well.
Brilliant. I like that. Really good pick. Good stuff. Awesome. Jeffrey,
is there a link in the Slack room?
There is a link in the chat room.
In the chat room. Amazon.co.uk, but I'm sure you'll be able to get the same or very, very similar.
Okay, yeah, I see that, yeah.
If you'd like to know what the link was, then all you got to do is go to britishtechnetwork.com/chat and then navigate to the 5th of July, and you'll see it listed there. It'll all be, all the links for the show, for the show notes effectively will be in there. So.
Yep.
Jeffrey, what have you got for us?
I'll start by apologizing for my pick, and then I'll add that it's free. It's a website, and this website is called user interface as opposed to user interface. And it's a study in everything you can possibly do wrong with a website user interface. And it is so painful and glorious at the same time, because every single thing that's there is bad, and it's all stuff that we have all experienced at some point.
Right.
It is just awful.
You know something? One of my best friends is a UX designer. I'm gonna have to send him this. It will drive him potty.
Oh my God! Yes, it will.
It will absolutely.
He won't make it through 30 seconds on the site, or she.
So simply fill in the form, except there's no form.
Yep.
Okay, but
there's a no button that does nothing.
And a dominant, and it's in a dominant position when actually you want people to take a positive action. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, but if you look a little bit lower, you can see where it said click here to take the test.
Got you. Here is.
See, look below that. Please click here.
Yeah, I got that.
To go to the next page. So click on here.
Your password should have at least one Cyrillic character.
So click on the word here.
I did, and it went over. Oh, I'm sorry,
I forgot. I'm watching the video part, and I forgot that it's behind.
Oh my God!
Also, I did try and click on the link for you.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, this is just ridiculous.
So it wants me to give it a password.
But it's equally painful on mobile devices.
I just tried it on my iPad, and I think I'm going to have a seizure or something.
I've closed it down. It's already annoyed the hell out of me.
I'm already done. Hurry up. Time is ticking. That's awesome.
Oh, it's the text is not... got you, yeah. It doesn't get rid of the placeholder text.
Yeah, I know. You've got to highlight it, and then when you start typing it in, what you're typing is grayed out. Oh, it's just.
I know. Isn't it like painfully glorious?
It is. It is.
And now you see why I had to preface this with an apology.
That is fantastic. I love that.
Someone put so much effort and so much time into this.
They did.
Someone had to do so much backwards thinking for this.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, piss off. That was funny to start with. Now it's not.
You know what is really awesome? Is to apply for a job as a web designer and send them this link as your
here's some of your work.
Here's one I made earlier.
I'm going to do that.
It's genius in a way.
Just for fun. Oh, that's fantastic.
That was good. That was pretty good. Okay.
That's awesome.
Fair enough. Good pick, mate. Atlee, what have you got for us, buddy?
Well, I got a 3-pack of bad things. So, and that just exploded. That's funny.
You ask Atlee for a cool thing, and he just leaves the chat room. Atlee left the chat room. Is that your app that's done that?
I forgot about that. There's a thing in the chat that doesn't let that happen.
When you're ready, dude. What?
That was hilarious. Just give me 1 second. Sorry. Okay. There you go.
Atlee left the chat room. Let's get a Greenie. Have you got a cool thing?
Greenie, go ahead.
Do you know it's hard to say when you go to Greenie to cover over someone's competence.
Yeah, you know it's bad.
So here it is. I don't know how well this is going to work. Can you see that?
It's a picture, yeah.
Yeah. That's there's my dad there, my sister, and the young lad at the front. Is me.
Awesome.
Holding a tambourine. Now, That picture was taken in black and white. I just took a picture of the picture, as it were.
Yeah.
And it did an amazing job of sort of sharpening up and correcting it. Now, this is the way the magic begins.
Go on, then.
How cool is that?
It's still black and white, what I'm seeing. You need to tilt it a little bit, maybe. Yeah, okay, it's put some colour in the faces now. Yeah, I see that.
You know, the glass is green and stuff like that. And the reason this is my pick is there are a few that do this to some level. But this one is totally, utterly free without any sort of catches or whatever. It's called Colorize. That's Colorize. And it's available on the App Store. As I say, absolutely nothing. And my dad served in the Second World War, and I've got loads of black and white photos, and I've scanned a few of them in, and it does an amazing job. So he was he was in Benghazi, which is North Africa, and it makes the desert look like desert, and the sky blue, and even the standing behind the statue, and it sort of colorizes the statue. Absolutely terrific. And so you've got some old photos of. Of your, you know, your parents or your grandfather or whatever, grandmother.
It's quite impressive that it understands the components, though, of what's a face, what's a pair of trousers, what's a statue, what's a sky, what's a desert.
It really does. The AI on it is absolutely terrific. And a lot of the desert ones, it's picked out, it's thought, okay, well, that's grass, so it colours it sort of... And it just doesn't colour it, you know, bang green, that's it, or bang yellow, this is desert, or whatever it is, or bang, this is a marble statue. So it sort of, it keeps all the tones there and the detail, and does an amazing job of sharpening up the pictures as well. So I would absolutely recommend it. For nothing, you can't go wrong.
Excellent, mate. Like that. Good stuff. Atlee has now managed to post links to his his cool thing three times in the chat room.
No,
great app, mate. Ones. Great app. I hope you're charging a lot for that, mate, because it's so good.
No, there's three different ones, okay?
Come on then, mate. Talk us through it.
I have a new Galaxy S10 Plus and trying to find a screen protector for it, and it has been very, very difficult. So I thought I have managed to find three that don't work. So I thought I would let people know here which ones those were so they didn't go out and purchase them.
They're all the same link.
Fingerprint reader to work.
Oh, they're not all the same link.
Do not work.
So you've picked three things that do not work.
Yep.
Whilst that's a fantastic public service, you really haven't grasped what the cool thing's about, have you?
Well, is this the anti-cool thing you mentioned at the start?
That's what I said. This is the anti-cool
thing. This is your, not cool. This is your pass of the week. Cool,
what?
The pass of the week.
Exactly. So there is a mag glass screen protector, which is a tempered glass screen protector. The screen protector works great as far as the screen protector works, but if you want your fingerprint sensor to work, this will not work for you. It has this weird little extra thinned out, glued out area where the fingerprint sensor goes, but that does not work. It tells you that when you put the screen protector on, you need to then reset your fingerprints in the phone's data. And when I was trying to put my fingerprints back on, I was literally lifting myself up off a chair, pushing so hard with my thumb, and it was still saying push harder because it was just not sensing that my fingerprint was there. So
you and why aren't you taking the piss out of this? This is ridiculous,
mate. Atlee has never grasped the cool thing, mate. He used to do stories that were cool things that weren't stories, so they lasted about 30 seconds. And then we got to the cool thing, he hadn't got anything. And now he's doing things that aren't cool in the cool things. Atlee, what on earth, man?
Bless his heart.
My apologies, then.
As a public service, though, we're going to carry on. So don't buy the in-skin fingerprint compatible 3D. This is Atlee's thing, by the way, so if you're going to sue us because it's not true, then... mag glass.
I tested them all, and none of them work with the fingerprint reader.
Right.
The InSkin, the InSkin one did not work, and the mag glass one did not work with my fingerprint. The LK.
Yeah.
They have fantastic customer service. They were by far some of the best customer service I've ever had on Amazon. But the screen protectors did not work well with my OtterBox case. They ended up not sticking properly to the edges of the screen, and within a couple of days, they were coming up on the side. So I returned them. They did it within 24 hours of me reaching out to them. They were fantastic. I would, if I were buying something for another device, I would definitely consider using them again. I just, this one did not work for me.
Providers at the top of the list of things that didn't work. Excellent. Yeah, no, fantastic, mate. Great, great, cool thing.
So, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do bring a load of old shit and say this is rubbish.
You and giving Atlee positive reinforcement here, I think, is good because he's moved from bringing stories for his cool thing to actually bringing some sort of product.
Oh, that's, right. Yeah, that's a good point. Right, good point. Direction. Good point. Sorry, man. Do apologize. And,
my last few cool things were all excellent products that you guys all liked. So.
Yeah, Deep Pan's put in the chat room, oh, this could be one of the first things that we discuss on the Windows show. Oh, wait a minute.
I see what you did there.
I didn't do it. Deep Pan did it.
Android phone.
Well, yes, my I see what you did there is directed at Deep Pan.
Streak, have you got a cool thing?
I do, actually. It's something. There we go. I have a link there. And
is it
here,
Samsung screen protector?
No screen protectors this time.
Does it work?
It is a game.
Yeah, but does it work?
We don't have an active game show anymore on this network, I fear.
No, we don't.
Then I can pick a game again. That's
you can,
excellent.
Absolutely. As long as it works.
Yeah, this one, if you turn back the clock to, say, 1997, we're moving a lot back in time today.
I got married then.
PlayStation. Great game. There were many sequels to it on the Game Boy Advance and the Nintendo DS. And then things kind of just trickled out, and we didn't hear much of this style of game until now. 4 years ago, on Kickstarter, Bloodstained came onto the stage, and it was, for a time, the like highest collecting Kickstarter ever. It was dethroned like 2 months later by a different game, but that's a different story.
Why?
Finally, it's here, it's released, and yes, it is awesome. But if you have a game console or a gaming PC, go out, buy it. That's my recommendation.
Have you bought it already?
I was one of the Kickstarter backers.
Ah, cool.
So I got the game. I'm waiting for my other junk that'll eventually arrive as well.
Which platform did you buy it on?
I got it back in the day. It was for the Wii U, but we all know what happened to that one. So they switched it over to the Switch.
Right. So you've bought the Switch one. Okay, cool.
Pretty much. It's not the best version. Get any of the others for that. But this one works well, and I can carry it with me anywhere. Good enough for me.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I like that, mate. Good pick. Very cool. Cool thing. My cool thing, Camps is going to like this one. You're going to love this
go
one,
on.
Actually.
Go on.
It is Rugby League 19.
Hmm.
All right.
Now, it's the Forrest Gump form of the game, so it's not brilliant. But you can play games, and it's got quite a good little interface in it with a joystick that you move left and right. And you can pass the ball, or you can pre-swipe where you want to go with stuff, or you can swipe to kick, or you can kick and hold and that kind of... It's actually quite an intuitive game. There are things to... You can get tickets, which will help you... get faster through the game, but you can play the game perfectly happily with just a freebie. The tickets are ludicrously priced if you do start buying them. They're ridiculous, like $6.99 for a ticket, and it gets you a couple of games. You can play the career mode, and you can I've played three and lost none so far, and it's actually quite pleasant. It's a really, really easy game. It's going to get harder, I'm sure, and it's going to have to force me into buying tickets, I'm sure, as well. But actually, at the moment, I'm really, really enjoying it, and it's not bad. Rugby League 19.
I give it a go now.
There we go. Where can we get a hold of you, Mr. Camp?
You get me at Campaign UK on Twitter. I'm on Instagram for all my running stuff. That's Just Run Chris, and in the Slack room.
Excellent, mate. Thank you for joining us, Jeffrey. Where would you be?
I'm over at textexpander.com and smilesoftware.com. And Twitter and Instagram, I'm Jay Gamut. And lots of fun podcasts, Big Show, Mac Show. Google me. You can find me.
Cool. And hopefully joining us next week for the Crack at the Rootless.
It will be stupid early for me, but yeah. I should be there.
If you haven't joined it so far, we've got a new podcast. It's a lady named Marie-Louise Blunn, and she does Crack at the Rootless. She's the landlady at the Rootless Pub, and it is good. It's a good, fun time. Atlee, where are you, mate?
You can reach me online at AtleeHunter, and here and in the Slack room.
Cool, mate. Thank you very much. Sorry for taking the piss out of you. But don't come on the show if you don't. Always quiet. He's I've upset him. Have I upset you, mate?
No.
Streak, where have you been?
On most social media, you'll find me listed as Streak Machine. Otherwise, just hop over to streakmachine.com. I'll eventually do something with that site.
Bear with me. Yeah, yeah. I might be close to retirement by the time you do, but I will. I'll bear with Probably. You. Greeny boy, where would you be?
As always, britishmac.com. That's British and then M-A-C as in the computer, mac.com.
And practicing on the ukulele for Star Spangled Banner.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, okay, I'll get on with that.
That's worrying because that was only half an hour ago.
Yes. Well, a memory like a proverbial.
Good, mate. We'll
crash it. Memory like a steel sieve.
I'll try and do it.
Memory like that thing I forgot about.
I'm going to dig out my electric guitar and I'm going to try and do the Hendrix version.
Oh, my word.
Be done with it.
Okay. Sounds good.
You still got to sing it, though.
As a backup.
It's all about singing.
I worked in Germany.
That's
so,
going to make us money to stop.
I'm gutted that our brave girls couldn't play a bit hard. And missing a penalty as well. That's like, she should join. Actually, she should dial in and she should sing it with me in harmony. Just for that.
Well, it's the Ladies Ashes as well begins shortly, doesn't it?
Yeah, we won all at the minute. Did we win yesterday? Because we had them back against the ropes, mate. 17 for 4 at one point.
Really? I don't know. These are one of the sort of warm-up games, aren't they? It doesn't start properly until August.
No, it is. They play a completely different format. So they do, the Ashes are based across all formats. So they'll play 2020, they'll play one day, and they'll play test matches. And they add up the points from all of those as to who wins the Ashes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's completely different.
Oh, right, okay.
No, we didn't win, I think, is what Bob's putting in there. That's a shame, because we actually looked like we were getting somewhere. And my 2-0 down already. Ashes are going home to them. My name's Ewan Rankin. You can get me at Ewan Rankin on Twitter. You can follow the network at British Tech. We'll be back next Friday. We got the Crack at the Rootless at 2. We've got the Mac Show at 4, and then we've got the Big Show at 8, as normal. Have a great weekend, and thanks for listening.